Hello, welcome to another episode of BGA and the Battle Cruiser. Not done one of these for a while now, it's been about 6 months. Just thought I'd kind of give you a quick update, really, a preview of the year, what we've got lined up, you know, kind of what we've got to look forward to. Obviously, last year was a challenging year, but it was still a good year. You know, we played a full schedule, besides having to cancel the Travellers, which was disappointing, but we still got all the majors in, we got the playoffs in, the President's Cup, World Match Play. So it was a good year, despite the global pandemic. You know, we had to move a few events around, we had to make a few changes to the schedule, but we got it done. The support of the members was first class. Just want to say thank you to everyone who, you know, supported the tour, played in a lot of events. We had a great season, so it was a challenging, but certainly a good year. You know, we look forward to this year, 2021. We're going to some great courses this year. We're starting at the Players' Championship, as always. We're going to Purford for the first event of the year, the Players' Championship. Really excited for this one. Purford, just following them on social media and online. They've been making a lot of changes, a lot of improvements. So I think that's going to be a good test. I've never played it personally, but just looking at the aerials. A lot of water, obviously. I think it's going to be a good test. I think Purford, from photos that I've seen recently, it looks in good nick. I think it's going to be a tough but fair course. I don't really think it favours anyone. We've got a 40-man field for that one, which is a BJ Tour record. So really pleased for that. I mean, we've had a few new members this year join, you know, and despite whatever's thrown at us, you know, the pandemic last year, we still grew as numbers, and this year we've done exactly the same. You know, each year we grow a little bit, you know, each year we have a new innovation coming to the tour, and this year is no different. We've grown the membership again. We've got a 40-man field to start with. We've got a nice mix of members, and I just can't wait to get going now. I think the Players' Championship, you know, it's the start of the golfing season for me, start of major season. It's the first major. It's into its 10th edition this year, which is mad considering, you know, it doesn't feel like 10 years ago that Matt Edmonds approached me, Vice President Edmonds. That was before he was Vice President. And he said he wanted to start a major. We only had two on the calendar at the time. I thought it was the right time to kind of add a third. And, you know, it kind of has grown from there, really. It's never a major I've played well in. I think I've withdrawn from it about three times during the round, which is pretty shocking. But, you know, it's got a reputation as normally one of the harder tests of golf we play each year, just going by the scoring, the courses we've played. It's given us some great moments over the years. 2013, the massacre at Thorney Park, Biffin, you know, limping to a win, 6 over par, I think. Second position that day was 8 over. You know, that was 2013. Then what else we had? You know, we've had 2014, Craig O'Shea winning at his home course, Ashford Manor. 2015, we had Dan Flint starting his year of back-to-back majors. You know, he went on to win the Masters after winning the Players' Championship in 2015. We've had some great events. Obviously, 2018 springs to mind, definitely. Will Berry won that. Dramatic style, you know, Jack Wicks just kind of was in cruise control all day, was going for his third consecutive Players' Championship, which is unheard of. He was in full control up until the 18th and then just went to shit, obviously. Well documented what happened. He put multiple balls in the water, had an 11, he missed out on a playoff. We had a 4-man playoff that year at Silvermere. The Lions Den, which is obviously the three closing holes. Or no, I should say the two closing holes. It was historic. It was the most dramatic major championship of all time, you know. Jack Weeks controlling the event, going to win his third title, to then just completely losing his head, dumping 3-4 balls, I can't remember what it was, in the water. We then had the 4-man playoff, you know, Will Berry against Joe Slark, obviously a BJ legend, Craig O'Shea, a BJ legend, and then, of course, Johnny Caldwell, who was just starting to make a name on tour then. So, you know, Will Berry, obviously, he did see eye to eye with that day, and he got the win. 2018, fuck me, it doesn't feel like 3 years ago, but time flies, you know. 2019, we went to Fox Hills. That was another good event. Jack Furyl won that day. I don't think anyone picked him to win. The Rat. So he looks like a fucking rat. He come out on top at Fox Hills, which was obviously a good course. It wasn't in good nick back then. I think we got a bit unlucky, really. We kind of caught it when it was in fucking terrible condition, you know. So last year, obviously, Arnie came out and he won pretty much. It was a bit of a boring one, really, last year. I think Arnie was so efficient down the stretch. You know, he didn't miss a shot. It was also the last event we'll play as a stroke play last year. Obviously, we changed it after the Players' Championship to say all events will be Stableford. Obviously, I went into it last year, but obviously just to try and be a bit more user-friendly to our members. I thought it was a bit fairer making all format Stableford. You kind of know where you're at then. Everything's kind of uniformed and the same, and we're happy with that decision. So, you know, we move on to this year. It's a good course. It's a big field. It's full of exciting names. You know, you've got all the big names confirmed. We're just ecstatic to get going now. You know, we've been on lockdown for the last 3 months. It's been hard work. You know, I know at the end of the day, it's just a round of golf, and obviously there's bigger things in life at the moment. Obviously, with the last year, the amount of people that have lost their lives to COVID and all that fucking bollocks. It's you know, you've got to put things into perspective, but it's just good that things seem to be going back to more of a bit more of normalcy. We can get back to playing golf. Just looking forward to, hopefully, touch wood, having a year of just stress-free events, and, you know, just looking forward to, I suppose, not having to move any events, hopefully. I think, you know, if we do, I don't know, it's not something we're going to cross, but just looking forward to it. I think the Players' Championship is always the curtain raiser of the season, and yeah, can't wait. From there, we move on to the Invitational. Yeah, had a lot of stress with the Invitational in the last month or so. I mean, it was originally meant to be playing at the historic Hindhead Golf Club. We were really, really, really excited for that. But obviously, as well documented and as well released now, Hindhead did pull out about a month ago. Totally understand and respect their decision. Was very disappointed, you know, just naturally, because we were so looking forward to the day. We put a lot of energy and resources into it. Obviously, due to coming out of lockdown, that, you know, they're a private members club. They've got their membership to serve. We totally understand that. They kind of said, look, we're not having society bookings, and offered to push our date back. So we're not going to Hindhead this year, 2021. We're going to the famed Prince's Golf Club in, obviously, Sandwich. Can't tell you how excited I am to be playing this one. You know, we've currently got a 31-man field, so it's a fucking stacked field on an amazing, golf course. It's got 27 holes there. We're only going to be playing, obviously, 18. We're going to be playing a loop of the Dunes and the Himalayas. Dunes being the front nine, Himalayas being the back nine. They've made a lot of changes, I believe, to the Himalayas. They've improved it. Apologies if that's wrong. But just going via the aerials and the visuals, I mean, aesthetically, I mean, it just looks fucking out of this world, you know. It's going to be tough. It's going to be a tough test. You know, the first ever time the BJ Tour has been to a links course. Obviously, went to Purbeck last year for the Invitational, but even though it was close to the coast, it wasn't classified as a links. This is actually right on the coastline. So what a day, you know. Absolutely buzzing that we had Hindhead obviously pull out, and we were able to source a venue of such caliber at such a short notice. I think, you know, really, really excited with this one. And, you know, obviously 31 man field confirmed. That's a testament to the support of the members. I'm pleased that the members saw it as a great opportunity to play the championship links. You know, this, it's hosted the Open Championship, 1932, Gene Saracen. It's just, it's going to be class. You know, hopefully we get a calm day, with not a lot of wind, because the scoring could be carnage. Thankfully, thank fuck, Stableford. So that's on May 6th, obviously very close to the TPC. We've got 3 weeks of major championship golf. Obviously, we got the players on the 17th of April, and then we've got the invitational on May 6th. So I think if any player can kind of play well at TPC and get a bit of momentum, I think what you're going to see is maybe what we saw last year, see someone win 2 out of 2, or someone have a good stretch of golf where they're going to perform well in both and have a chance to win both. So I think it's a great opportunity, really, to start your season off well. I think, you know, you can get into that momentum of good golf. Arnie did it last year. You know, he won the Players, then he won the Masters. They were very close together, and then he obviously had a T3 at the Invitational. You know, we played a majors. Our major season was a 6-week stretch of golf last year. So this year it's obviously spread out a bit more, which we're pleased about. But just really looking forward to Prince's. We've got a strong field, you know, the big names, Jones, Biffin. The big players are turning up. I do think a low handicapper will win that one, of course. I think if you shoot around 36 points around there, I think you're going to be up there. It's going to be very handy. So yeah, obviously in unrelated invitational news, because obviously Hindhead has been postponed for 2021 in terms of a venue, we've already got the Berkshire booked up for 2022 to celebrate our 20th anniversary of the BGA Tour and the Invitational. We're going to the Berkshire, which is just, I mean, what a stunning course that looks. Again, I haven't played it, but it just looks fucking out of this world. I think we're playing the red course, which looks like a really good mix of holes. You've got 6 par 3s, 6 par 4s and 6 par 5s. So obviously, because we had the Berkshire booked in for 2022, we wanted to still get to Hindhead. We really wanted to host an invitation at Hindhead. So what we've done is we've got the next 3 years booked up. So we're going to Prince's for this year, the Berkshire on the red course 2022, and then for 2023 we're going to head to Hindhead. So I'm really happy to get them types of courses booked up for the Invitational. You know, we kind of wanted to create a new identity for the Invitational of kind of playing at the best Heathland courses. Okay, I appreciate the Prince's isn't Heathland, it's Lynx, but that was short notice. So that's what we want to do each year. We want to go to the absolute best Heathland courses, not just in Surrey, not just in Berkshire, but, you know, in England. You know, we want to go to some great, I've got some great ideas coming up past 2023. You know, we don't just plan for the next year. There's always a plan for 3, 4, 5 years time, where we want to take the Invitational, where we want, what we want the schedule to look like. So it looks, it's, you know, really excited for the Invitational. Happy to have 3 amazing courses booked up this year, next year, 2023. So buzzing for that one. Obviously we then move on to the President's Cup at Highbridge. President's Cup the last few years has really turned into an event which it's turned into, you know, one of the events on the calendar that everyone wants to play, which is good. I think it's obviously the team aspect, the Ryder Cup style event. It's just a different atmosphere, different vibe to the day, and obviously you've got that team spirit. Obviously, it's just a really fun day. It really is, getting into teams. It's something different to what we do throughout the year. And it's just grown each year. I think last year, you know, it was really well supported. We had a, you know, decent field size, and it was well contested on, you know, we went to Woldingham last year. Good layout, good course, always in good condition. So really looking forward to Highbridge. We obviously lost last year. Vice President Edmonds and his side won. So there's motivation to get the cup back, because of course it's the cup at Highbridge. So looking forward to that. Hopefully we can, you know, get out a good strong side from a, you know, from a personal and team point of view, and have a competitive cup. It's 26th of June, that is going to be at Hobridge. We had to push that one back a couple of weeks also from its provisional date, which was the 12th. But hopefully by the end of June, things will feel a lot more kind of back to normal, and there won't be any of these anxieties or, I don't know, stresses that things are going to get moved, etc. So really looking forward to that one. We then go end of July to Matt's place, Moor Park. Fourth year now we've taken the Masters to Moor Park. Just so excited really to go to Matt's place, special place. You know, it's the home of the GOAT, greatest of all time, greatest to ever do it. It's his place, and you know, he's, you know, unofficially hosts the tournament of it. You know, that's, you know, the Masters has kind of grown in the last few years. I feel like since we took it to Moor Park, Matt's place, it's grown in stature and prestige. And I think going back to the same place and getting their memories and getting them kind of feelings, it adds to it. And it's nice to have, you know, a kind of a home. We've held the Masters there for the last 4 years. It's nice to go back to the same place. And obviously, Moor Park is a sensational course. It's always in great condition. We always play at the peak of its condition at end of July / start of August. So, you know, I think this will be the fourth year we've gone there now. We're hoping to play on the West course, just for a bit of variety, really. I think the Highs course is obviously acknowledged as the championship course. And I love the High course. I think the High course is, it's fair to everyone. I mean, I'm obviously, even high handicappers like myself, you just feel like you've got a chance. You know, you feel like, I don't know, it's just not too penal. You hit it in the rough. There's not too much rough there. You can kind of, you just feel like you're always in it, and you always feel like you've got a chance. It's a great fair test of golf for not just a low handicapper, but a high handicapper. And I think, you know, you kind of look at the winners. Obviously, Danny Slade won. He's a mid handicap, you know, about an 18. Joel Pope won. He's similar. Arnie was what? I think he was 10. So I don't think it really favours anyone. Obviously, it's, you know, Jones's home course. You know, I'm thinking about next year potentially going to a different venue for the Masters. It's still kind of, it's still in my thinking and in the plan, I suppose. We love going there, but I think after a while, I don't know, do the members want change? I don't know. So this may be the last year we go to Moor Park. So I'm going to really savour it, if I'm being honest, and I hope the members do too. We're incredibly lucky that Jonesy lets us on this place. You know, it must be so anxious for Jonesy to have 30 plus of his mates on his place of work, you know, his place. I don't know. It's still up to debate whether this will be the last year at Moor Park. Like I said, currently it's provisionally booked to play the West course, just for a bit of variety. You know, we've played the High course 3 years, but if we are on the High course, then that won't be a problem either. We love the place and we love going back, and we'll see. We'll see for that. I've got a couple of courses maybe for 2022 that I'm potentially looking at. I won't announce names just yet because we're still in discussions and kind of working out where we want to go with the Masters. But what I will say to the members is savour this year, because this might be the last year at Matt's place. From the Masters, we obviously go on to the playoffs. Playoffs is a huge deal each year. It's the top 12 available players of the year based on the majors. So to get into the playoffs field, you had to have been consistent all year. You've had to have played well. You've had to ascertain enough points to get into the playoffs. You know, I've missed out the last 2 years and it's fucking shit. And I've still had to go there and I've still had to fucking run the day even though I'm not playing. And, you know, it's a celebration of the top 12 players for the end of year to have one more event. You know, it kind of gives players something to work towards, so even if they aren't winning throughout the year at the majors, you know they can accumulate points to qualify for the playoffs. It's just another incentive, it's another event. We're going to Sutton Green again this year, which I like Sutton Green. I think it's what you see is what you get. It's always in good condition. And it suits perfectly for the playoffs, you know. It's a 12-man field. It just fits perfectly. I think it's the right test of golf for that event. 12 players, top 12 players of the year. Looking forward to it. Hopefully I can qualify for this year, but, you know, I'm going to have to play some consistent golf, as is everyone. And let's see. But looking forward to that, as always. We then finish the Travellers. We're going to Sherfield Oaks. We were originally planned to go to Oak Park. Then Oak Park closed down. But we managed to kind of get it rearranged for Sherfield Oaks. It looks a nice course from everyone I've heard. It's a nice layout, and I think it, you know, it's a season-ending Travellers. It's a bit of fun at the end of the year, obviously serious fun. But it's, I think it'll be the right course for then. We didn't play Travellers last year, obviously due to the pandemic. So it's nice to get that one back on the schedule. I know everyone enjoys the live draw, kind of what goes into the Travellers. So it's saying, again, a bit different. So George Vincent and Craig Martin will be defending that title that they won, seems like about 20 years ago now, in 2019, before this fucking COVID-19 bollocks hit. But yeah, pleased to get the full schedule released. It's changed a couple of times, but we've got something set in stone now. Got some great venues. Obviously, we've got the World Match Play and the Four Ball Better Ball, presented by our friends at CJP Design and Build. They've been great partners to us for a while now. They sponsored the Travellers back in 2019, and they've agreed to sponsor the Four Ball Better Ball, which is obviously going to be, it's going to run like the World Match Play knockout event style, kind of, that runs throughout the year. You know, there are other events that kind of, like I said, they run throughout the year, so it's just another event you can enter. It's something else you can win. It keeps, you know, it's good for, it's good that the fact that throughout the year we only have 6 days, so it's, we've got something else to kind of in the background to keep our members preoccupied. The success of the World Match Play since we introduced it in 2019, you know, everyone's loved it. So we thought, why not do a pairs four ball better ball event? So that's what we're doing. We've had a great turnout in terms of entry fee for both. So, you know, that pretty much starts as soon as possible. I think April 10th, we've got a couple of fixtures for the World Match Play. So all in all, really excited for this year. You know, I feel motivated. I feel excited for the year. I feel like some of the courses we're going to, some of, you know, we just got so much to look forward to this year, I think. I mean, last year was hard work, having to rearrange everything. And, you know, even when we come back, in terms of, like, it didn't feel the same due to, you know, you can't have a drink, just casually sat down in the fucking clubhouse. Everything was kind of like, you're on edge about social distancing and all that fucking shit. So obviously that's social distancing for the first, you know, it's going to be in place, of course. And people, you know, I, you know, want members to be aware of that. But I'm just hoping by the end of the year, kind of, we'll have a couple of BGA days that feel like they used to, you know. So really excited for the year. Just wanted to say to the members, thanks everyone for supporting, for growing the tour. We're in a very healthy place at the moment. Got, like I say, we've got some great things lined up. So yeah, I just wanted to give a quick little kind of preview of the season, where we're going, our plans, just some thoughts really. I will be doing a BJ and the Battlecruiser episode for the Players Championship the week of. It will just be me talking through the groups, talking through people's chances, who I like, who I don't. So look out for that. Hopefully later in the year we can get back to doing one of these in a pub, you know, because it's fucking shit doing it like this, but it is what it is. So thanks guys. I will see you April 17th. Regards.